Take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Nominate a young volunteer aged 6 to 18 for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Winners will receive up to $10,000 in scholarships.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear.
To Jones,
so join his partners.
There's no fun left on.
There's no fun left on.
FM. A check and full of chips. Everything you'll get.
A high-powered unit packed into this small space.
Oh, but that's exactly what you're talking about when you're talking about the large Motorstone afternoon.
Thank you, Bing Crosby, the grandson of Bing Crosby, joining us just for a moment. Don't worry. He's gone. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 10th edition. Oh, 5 days away from the Ides of March. And now to tell us the significance of the Ides of March, here's Peon.
Et tu, Brute?
He's not just a young, dumb kid, I'll tell you that. Welcome. We're brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. I'll tell you all about them after we do this.
Hey!
At the control board, Eon the Peon, the man who knew about Et tu, Brute. That was what Julius Caesar said as he was stabbed in the back. But he was warned it would happen on the Ides of March, which is the 15th of March. That's right. We may not have college degrees, but we're really smart about just about everything. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not happy with your current financial advice, we would like you to get an absolutely free second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Had a wonderful meeting Friday with Mark Reardon and had a terrific and very pleasant dinner with him and his wife, Nancy. A delightful lady, and that was good, and I thank them for that not only pleasant meeting, but enlightening and educational financially, that meeting. Need I say more? Yes, I need to tell you that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody. What? What is it? Oh. What? Sammy Davis Jr., the fourth, wanted to say.
Well, bring him in here.
Hey. Hi, babe. I dig you cats. I celebrate the Eye of March.
Oh, Sam. That's funny. That's funny. One eye humor, Sam. We really enjoyed your grandpa.
Thanks, babe.
Sammy Davis Jr. the fourth, everybody. Wow.
Sammy Davis Jr. the fourth.
Yeah, even that's Sammy just Davis. Funny. I don't think that's such saying.
No.
What is after Junior? If you're named Junior, are
the third?
You the third?
The third,
are
yeah.
you still the third? Well,
yeah.
then there could be the fourth.
Yeah.
In fact, there is. That was him. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Hebe, you're so happy. How do you? What keeps you so happy, I wonder? Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
I don't know. Call Dr. Oz. I don't know. Call the Mayo Clinic. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know.
Brad Boy thinks he's come up with something. You know how sometimes you want to sneeze, but you can't sneeze? And if you look at light, or you know you want to get it out. He has a pepper-infused... What, it's called sneeze what?
Cheese.
Sneeze cheese.
Oh.
It's pepper-infused cheese,
oh.
And if you bite it, boom, you'll sneeze. It triggers the sneeze. Now, you may be on to something. Sometimes you just a good sneeze, whoo, you just feel better. Good luck with that, Red Boy. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Sneeze cheese. We laugh now. Wait till he's a millionaire.
Yeah.
They laughed at Fulton and his folly, you know. They laughed at the idea of a little bitty computer that wasn't the size of the room. They laughed at Henry Ford. They laughed at the Wright brothers. We'll see. We may have to be sorry we chuckled at Rat Boy's idea. We are brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. 314-878-9999. I emphasize the 878. Because there are other 99.99, there's 89.99, there's 98.89, and all kinds of stuff out there to try to confuse you. But you don't confuse AM and the PMers. They're not easily confused because they're not stupid. And they know that for over 21 years, American Equity Mortgage has been really, really successful at a couple of things that are actually very simple concepts. One's been around for ever and ever and ever, and that's a mortgage, because most people don't want to wait till they can pay cash for a house. You wouldn't be a homeowner till you were 50 if you did that. And the other one is to use the equity in your home to borrow money. And when you're young and stupid and 20 years old, one, you probably don't have a house. And when you're a new homeowner, all you can think about is, I hope I can be able to make the payments and let's keep the grass cut. You don't really realize then, in addition to no longer answering to a landlord and having a home and getting a tax break, you have tremendous borrowing power with that house. And that's something that American Equity Mortgage has done a real good job of teaching people. Use that equity to borrow money the smart way. When you need something, things come along. Things happen. You go, oh my goodness, we didn't see this coming. Where are we going to get the money? Ah! Home equity loan, that's where. American Equity Mortgage will walk you through it. They work real fast. And if anybody can get it done, they'll get it done. Perfect or less than perfect credit. AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999. Unless there's a new development, as of 3 hours ago when I was watching the news on our monitor, we have a monitor, and I was listening, and there's still not one trace of that plane.
No. I know. That is weird.
Now, let me tell you something. Watched a guy interviewed who was with the NTSB for 30 years. And he said, in 30 years, I have never seen anything like this. I'm a pilot, but I certainly don't know a lot about commercial aviation. And I don't claim to know. I maybe know a little more than the average person about, you know, basic stuff that private pilots know. But when a plane just disappears from the radar, that's almost impossible unless it just disintegrates. And I mean disintegrates into pieces so small that no radar. But because radar is so sophisticated now, it'll actually see things that aren't sending out, they're not squawking a code. It's just something in the air, and the radar will pick it up. Nothing. It's just gone. Now, what I don't understand is they said there's some indication that it may have started to turn around. That doesn't even make sense, because if the pilot or pilots were going to deviate from a course, the first thing you have to do is contact air traffic control to ask permission to change course.
Unless there was... It's been breached.
Unless communication is out, unless it's gone. But I still don't understand what that means. It looks like maybe when they replayed what they did have on radar, it looked like it was starting to make some sort of turn.
And or somebody else had control. The pilots were already.
It's just I'm telling you, man.
No debris at all in the ocean. And that oil slick they said was
that has
cargo.
Oil slick has nothing to do with it.
It's cargo oil, cargo ship oil.
But
so.
See, here's the thing. In a plane, there's so much that floats that won't sink.
Oh,
think all the
luggage.
Seats, the cushions, the luggage. There are pieces of that plane that they don't sink. They float. Yes, certain things, the engines are going to sink, but That's what's so unbelievable. Here's the other thing. This part of the ocean they're talking about, they said, is 300 feet deep. That's not deep at all. And they can't seem to yet find anything down there. The Lake of the Ozarks, for goodness sakes, is 100 feet deep out in the main channel. This is a shallow, shallow part of the ocean. This is the most mysterious, weird thing. Now, let's go to the passport deal. Two people had stolen passports. That, to me, means nothing. Do you know how many hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world have fake or stolen passports that they use for whatever reason? That in itself doesn't mean anything. But here's my question, and I never heard anybody on TV or anywhere else ask this. How do you use a stolen passport? Wouldn't you have to look just like the person whose passport you stole?
I would think so.
I mean, yeah. They look at it, and they look at you. You all have been there, and they go, this is not you.
Unless they have a way to change the picture somehow.
Yeah, they stole it and doctored it. Yeah. That's a good point. But I'm trying to think of what could cause a plane to disappear from radar. Because even if you knocked out all communication, let's just say blacked out, no electron, no avionics, and no communication, no radio, nothing, they say they still would see that there was something in the air. It might not be sending a signal, but it shows up as it's like the Bermuda Triangle. It's just gone. And if it was blown up, my wife said today in the car, she said, because we're talking about this, and she said, it's frightening if a bomb is that powerful that it blew it into vapor.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it had to be giblets that are so small, they can't even find tiny nickel-sized chunks of anything on the water. This is a weird deal. This is a very weird deal. And I guess the only thing we have to remember is, even though it's been 3 days and they haven't found anything, when that Air France plane went down, it was 5 days before they found one piece of anything. So maybe the current, maybe, I don't know, they're not looking in the right place, or it'll show up. It's just weird. And how, I don't know which would be worse, knowing that your wife, husband, son, daughter, mom, dad was on one of those things that slammed into the Twin Towers and you knew what they went through, or this, not knowing. I don't know which would be worse. I think the Twin Towers thing would probably be worse.
Yeah, and you see the video
of
those planes going in and the big chunks that were still left after that. It's like, how is that possible?
Yeah. So now the only other thing that I was thinking was, but this doesn't make sense either. If the plane glided without power or communication down to the ocean, and he tried to do the Sully Sullenberger, skim the water, and wasn't able to pull it off, but it didn't break apart, and then the whole plane just sank.
Yeah.
But you'd still have an indication radar of it descending.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make sense. And then my wife says, well, could they have somehow gotten toxic gas into the cabin and overpowered, in other words, the pilots were unconscious. But that still wouldn't eliminate it from radar. This is weird. This is a weird one. Here's another weird, the spelling bee. It's all over the news. This spelling bee that went 95 rounds and 2 weeks, and they ran out of words. What?
Yeah, I know.
What? You ran out of words.
I know.
But the best part is, the kid that won after all that time, did you see the word he spelled?
Definition?
Yes.
Yeah.
Definition. I could spell definition here. Definition. Ooh. Definition. That's the word.
And the word the girl missed was stifling.
Yeah. Every other time you see a spelling bee, it's spell androgynetus zevercall.
Yeah.
Androgynetus zevercall. A N D. No. Definition.
Could I get a definition? Could you use it in a sentence?
He did. He asked for the definition of definition.
I just thought, man, you really did run out of words if you're down to that. That was amazing to me. Now, every year, and I saw it again last night, they do a feature on the Ice Hotel up in Quebec, Canada. Have you seen this hotel?
I have. Yeah. Yes.
They build it every year. It takes, amazingly, like 6 weeks is all to build. They bring in 30,000 tons of snow, and so many tons of ice, like clear ice, and they build this hotel. Now, about 45,000 people so far, it's only about 7 years they've been doing, have stayed there, but over 1 million people have gone to see it. I can understand going to see it, especially at night, because they light up the ice. Woo, ice castle. That's neat. Who in their right mind Because I went and online and I looked and I went to the web to the hotel site. There's not one thing about it that not only would I not pay to go there. If they called me and said, "Hey, we hear you have a radio show, we'll fly you up here. You spend a couple of nights in the ICE hotel free." Now I go, no. You pay me $3,000, and then fly me up, and then I'll do it. There's nothing about it. The bed is a solid block of ice with a wooden sort of thing to hold a mattress. There's no heat. The only heat is in the bathroom facility, which is a separate facility outside your room. So you got to get, the average room temperature is within 1 or 2 degrees is 27 degrees. That's what you're sleeping in.
No, thanks.
No. What is appealing about this place? Nothing. But it's pretty. I'll say that. I don't know if I told you this or not, but I got to be careful. I'd love to tell you the specifics, and don't email me because I won't if you do, folks. I will not tell you the specific vehicle. But I was with a friend about 2 weeks ago who introduced me to his friend from out of town. He was from Nebraska, and he's a car dealer, and he has... he's one of those multi-dealers. He's got 4 or 5 lines. You know how somebody will have Jeep and Toyota and blah, da, 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 da.
Yeah.
And I mentioned one of the cars that he sells. And I said, they sure sold a lot of that car when it hit the market. He said, "Yeah, it's a piece of crap." And I said, "What?" And he said, "Yeah." He said, I had never driven one. And see, I've told you this before. Car dealers, they're busy running the place. Like Landolf, he's still never driven the new Corvette. He may still have never driven the Impala. And he said, "I had never even driven this car." He said, "But I went on a business trip." And he said, the people who had booked my room for me for this whatever it was convention had a rental car for me. And it was this that I sell. And said, so my wife and I got in it, and I start driving it, and I thought, I can't believe I sell this piece of crap. And he said, we get to a condo that we had rented, and the car was filthy. Whoever had arranged for the car, they hadn't cleaned it. He said, I couldn't stand that, because dealers like Londo, they're used to having their cars clean. They're out there, and when people see them, they go, "Oh, is that the new Tahoe?" Yeah, and it's always spotless. They got people to clean them. So he said, it drove me nuts. He said, so the condo had a hose. I get a hose, and I decided I'm going to wash this car. And he says, and I got up to wipe the roof, and he said the top of the car was like an oil can. He said it was the flimsiest. I thought I was going to dent the top of the car just by putting enough pressure on it to put a soapy rag on it. He said, what a horrible piece of crap. And I just thought, wow, you don't often hear a dealer say that he sells something that is just cheap, poorly built garbage. But he did. And I know you folks are dying. Let me tell you, it's not a Chevy, it's not a Ford, okay? Let's just start there. So, in fairness, I wouldn't just say, well, it's not a Chevy. It wasn't. It also wasn't a Ford. And that's as far as I'm going to go. So I'm not, I don't care. You can email me and say you're 28 and you're nude and topless at the computer. And if I turn on my computer, you have a camera. I'm not, okay, I might tell you the car if you do that. But
what if they offered you $1 million?
Okay, I'd tell you what the car was. What have I got to lose? I don't think it's fair to the dealers in the St. Louis area who sell that car to do it, so don't email me. I'm not going to tell you. Today was the first time, I think, maybe ever, that I have been afraid in my car because of road rage that was happening right next to me. I'm at a stoplight, and there is a guy next to me on my right. I'm in the left lane, he's on the right lane. He's in an FJ Cruiser, Toyota, and the guy right in front of him, so imagine, he's directly on my right. I could look over and, like, wave at him, and there he is, and the driver's right to my right, and right in front of him is a guy in a Kia Soul. And we're all stopped, and I don't know what the guy next to me did to the guy right in front of him. I don't know if he flashed his lights at him, if he blew his horn, I don't know what. But the guy in the Kia got out of his car in traffic, got out of his car, faced the guy behind him, flipped him off and pointed to him and mouthed the words, F you, and then says, get out of that, and said, get out of that car. And I thought, uh-oh, this is it. The bullets are going to start. I envision them fighting and really fighting and like crushing like into the side of my car or somehow looking at me going, hey, what are you looking at? And then pulling me out of the car. I mean, I actually, all this stuff flashed through my head. But the guy who got out and stood up in the street and flipped the guy off behind him and said, pointed to him and said, get out of the car. The guy in the FJ Cruiser did not get out. And the reason he didn't, this guy looked like Vin Diesel. Okay, he looked like he just came back from Afghanistan or something, and I'm sure the guy in the Toyota's thinking, uh-oh, I just road raged the wrong guy, because his road rage is bigger than my road rage. And for a minute, I thought, I wouldn't do this. I wouldn't do what either one of them did, but if I encountered the guy behind me that ticked me off by flashing or beeping, boy, would it be nice to be that Vin Diesel-looking guy.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't it? I mean, don't you ever think, I wish I was that guy. The guy who, when I just stood up, you knew I could kick your butt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Your response is, uh-oh, sorry, sir. I take it back. Boy, would I love to be that guy. That would be so great. How much time? Not a lot of time. What else did I want? The owner of the Detroit Lions has passed away, William Clay Ford. Did you guys know he was the grandson of Henry Ford?
Yeah, and at the stadium up there is named the Ford Stadium or whatever.
And apparently, the people that worked for him loved him. The townspeople, fans, weren't wild about him, but they said to the players and the people in the head office, he bought the Detroit Lions, by the way, in 1963 for $4.5 million. Wow. 88? Yeah. William Clay Ford. Gosh, I wonder what he drove.
I don't know. It's a cool complex up there, though. I went up there for the World Series when the Cardinals played the Tigers.
Did
in the
you
World
counterfeit
Series.
An admission band, or did you actually pay?
No, I actually paid. Had
Whoa.
To pay.
Wow, you must have been slipping that day.
But the football stadium's right next to the baseball stadium, and they have... It's really cool the way they have it set up, bars all around there, and it's really neat.
All right, well,
the rest of Detroit's an armpit.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what I hear. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Oldie but a goodie. We haven't done it in at least a year, maybe a couple of years. Drunk staggers into a Catholic church and into the confessional, and the priest is sitting on beside him with that little, you know, partition. Dan, you know what I'm talking about. I've never been to confession, but I've seen movies. And the priest realizes that there's somebody in there, but the person doesn't say anything. Forgive me, Father, if I say it's just silent. So the priest clears his throat to let the drunk know that he's in there. And nothing. No response. So the priest, he kind of knocks on the confessional wall. And the drunk says, hey, forget it, pal. There's no paper on this side either.
Meep, meep. All right, let's see how traffic looks right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
You know, it really hasn't been all that rough. It's just been slow on all the highways, and we continue that with westbound 40. You're going to be slowing Kings Highway through McCausland from McKnight out through Spady. A little slow 270 through Mason, but then from Clarkson down to the Boone Bridge. You've got some slow to stop and go pockets there. Eastbound 40, that's heavy from Clarkson up through Highway 270. You're also slow from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over across the river, eastbound 64, that's slowing from the 70 split all the way up through 1. on 11 where they've got a lane down for construction. Westbound 70, you are slowing from the Museo Bridge out through about O'Fallon Park and then from 170 through Lindbergh. Eastbound 270 stacks up Missouri Bottom through New Florissant. Southbound 270, you're heavy Olive through Ladue. And you have some slow pockets between the Clayton Road overpass down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Crunch a muncha on the new Fritos chicken enchilada melt at Subway. The chicken enchilada with the gotta have it crunch. The crunch is calling, so hurry in to score one today. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, it's John Carney, and you probably heard I'll be out the rest of the week, so we did a nationwide talent search, and we found her.
Me?
You.
But I was just down the road.
Kara Sneed. So what are you going to do with the show? I mean, it's only 2 days. Don't get, like, really comfortable.
Oh, I won't. It's going to be hard to fill your shoes.
You have no idea.
I'm just trying to keep the audience for you, at least keep them for 2 days.
Yeah. What's the most famous person you know that we'd be like, no way?
Most famous person I know?
Martin Kilcoin.
You know him?
Yeah.
You've met him?
Yeah.
The Martin Kilcoin?
There you go. A little respect. Please. So tune in for Kara Sneed as she's in for me Tuesday and Wednesday here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'll try not to screw it up. Good luck with that.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
Hi, folks. This is John Shea Mitzer Fixit. If you're like the rest of us, you got junk all over the house. I want to help you get rid of some of that clutter around the house. You know you've been wanting to, but just haven't had the time, energy, or muscles to get it done. Well, you need to call the helpful people at Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. Pitch and Forget It is a residential commercial junk removal company. Their professional staff will come to your house at a scheduled time and remove the items no longer wanted, freeing up valuable space. Pitch and Forget It will remove old TVs, appliances, home remodeling waste, rugs, old couches, furniture from your attic, basement, garage, or anywhere in the house, and you don't have to lift a finger. Pitch and Forget It will even clean up after themselves. They're eco-friendly, recycling most items, so call Pitch It and Forget It at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100, or visit their website at pitchit.us. That's pitchit.us. Don't forget, call Pitch It and Forget It, 314-932-1100.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability? How about low libido or weight gain? If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have hormonal imbalance. And until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to get relief from these problems. But you're in luck, because Ambren can help you balance hormones and relieve your hot flashes, sleeplessness, irritability, and other symptoms of menopause. And now you can finally lose weight with Ambren Weight Loss, a powerful new product that will help you get the results you want. So you can finally lose the weight and all those other awful menopause symptoms. Call now and ask how you can get your free sample of Ambren Weight Loss. Just call 1-800-216-0668. This is a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call Ambren right now, 1-800-216-0668. That's 1-800-216-0668. 1-800-216-0668.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-403-1020. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, Ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-403-1020. That's 1-800-403-1020. 1-800-403-1020.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes the great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by the full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. G&W's top-selling Landjager beef sticks have a new flavor. Add some new spice to your life with G&W Chipotle Landjager beef sticks. Available at the shop, local convenience stores, or ask for it at your favorite deli counter. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W Meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Hi, this is Drew Titone, co-owner of Suncrest Home Remodeling, your St. Louis exterior professional remodeling company for over 20 years. If you're in need of new window replacements, new CertainTeed vinyl siding, or the new Apex fiberglass siding system, or possibly want to replace a declining deck with new composite or PVC cellular, please give us a call and I will personally come out and give you an estimate to the dollar. Suncrest Home Remodeling, 636-256-6858, an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau, suncreststlouis.com.
I'm hungry.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Yes, I am.
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinstlouis.com.
Thanks.
Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives us drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
Bottle of wine, fruit of the vine. When you gonna let me get sober?
We are headed to Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans, courtesy of Andy Gunn's Restaurant, the Smokehouse Market. And I have to thank all of you. It's less than 6 months that Andy Gunn's and Smokehouse Market have been sponsoring Mike Evans. And I was told and know for a fact that their gift certificate business, what a spike this winter over last winter. This was a terrible, terrible winter. Wow, did they sell some gift certificates to both Smokehouse and Andy Gunn's, and it was because of you folks listening. So another great testimonial to the power of the advertising word on the Big 550, and we're thrilled to have them on board as a sponsor. Chesterfield Valley closed on Mondays, which I believe would be today. Please make a reservation if you plan on dining at Andy Gunn's. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans. Is that a little Rombauer?
It is.
See? I'm like a psychic, Rombauer. Wine psychic.
I don't know what that is. What is that?
It's wine, Rombauer. It's the only wine I like.
Never heard of it.
It's the only wine I like. We were somewhere at somebody's house, and I had a glass of wine. I'm not a big wine person, and it was a real deep purple. It was not overly sweet, and I tasted it, and I said, my goodness, this is the first wine I've ever tasted where I think I actually really like it, and they told me what it was. It's about $25, $30 a bottle, not real cheap, but not outrageous. And Mike, you should try it. I think you'll...
What's it called?
Rombauer.
How do you spell it?
Like R-A-U-M-B-A-U-E-R or something like that? Or
is it a sweet wine?
No, it's not sweet, but it's not real dry. It's kind of in between.
Wow.
No, yeah, I don't really like it. Yeah.
You know, they may be closed today, Andy Gunn's, but Tom called me, had a nice conversation with Tom. He was asking me about putting on something new on the menu, the Franco Pinion sandwich. It would just be ham and cheese. I said, no, that's not.
Hey, that's real funny.
Oh.
That's real funny.
Oh.
Be mean to me. We haven't even just got started.
I'm not being mean to my boy.
I guarantee if you got a ham and cheese, it'd be the best ham and cheese
you've
ever had.
I know. Yeah, it was great talking to him. What a nice guy. Parkway's question, here you go, St. Louis. Last night was the final episode of the first season of True Detectives. Great show with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. It's on HBO. The question is, what Midget Detective was recently voted the best TV detective of all times. David Duchovny of X-Files.
Never saw it.
Tom Selleck, Magnum, P.I. Peter Falk, Columbo. Answer in just...
You know, I before Peter Falk died, you know, I talked to him.
I talked to him, too.
Yeah, play me your interview.
Okay, hold on. I asked Peter Falk, I said, Peter, has it been a good role for you? And he said, I gotta tell you, it's been good for me.
You got that messed up with Johnny Carson.
Yeah,
that
sounded like Carson.
Hey, it was Peter Falk. Okay.
Now, when you talked to him, did he have a bad cold? It sounded like he might have had a cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's hear your interview.
Well, I talked to him before he died. I said, you know, Peter, a lot of people consider this Columbo thing to be maybe one of the great detective shows of all time. How do you feel about that? Here's what he said.
Pardon me. Am I bothering you? Am I bothering you?
No, you don't bother me at all.
Am I bothering you?
No.
Anybody? Am I bothering you?
That's like freaking Robert De Niro. What the hell is that? That's freaking sad.
Yeah, it's so obvious he's jealous of our people.
No.
Yeah.
Our interview was better.
It's more like Tim.
That's
like
Carson. That's Johnny Carson.
Weird Irish stuff. I did not know that.
That's Carson.
Am I bothering you, Johnny?
No.
You're bothering the hell out of me right now. More TV news on Thursday. The top-rated show was Big Bang Theory, followed by The Millers, followed by Two and a Half Men, followed by number four, American Idol, with its worst ratings in the show's history.
Ooh.
In their targeted demo, they pulled a 2.1.
Ooh.
Steven Spielberg will help write, produce, and direct a new television series on TNT. A cop show set in New York City in 1967 is called Public Morale. I hear really good things about this.
And who's doing it?
Huh?
Who's doing it?
Steven Spielberg.
Never heard of him. Just kidding. Go ahead.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah. Hot body.
Who once sat on my lap for an hour.
Get out of here.
During an interview. It's another story completely, but she sat and she rubbed. It's quite a...
Oh, I think we need one day where that's the entire segment.
Were you able to tell if...
Yeah.
Because there's rumors.
She still had both
sets. Nothing moved that I could feel.
Okay, then they removed the man parts.
Is getting her own sitcom, CBS... is going to carry, she's sort of a medical soap opera comedy, Jamie Lee Curtis. Yeah, she couldn't keep her hands off of me.
No, who could?
Two New York Post headlines, I love them both, above a photograph of a woman's face, obviously in pain, in full labor, sprawled in a cab on the side of the freeway. Headline screamed above the picture, "Hey, I'm birthing here."
See, I get it. It's the old Midnight Cowboy line.
I think it's great.
I'm walking here.
Yeah,
I'm walking
exactly.
Here.
I'm birthing here. I got a lot. Other headline was above a grainy photograph of Justin Bieber giving a urine sample to Miami police station. Headline screamed, "Justin Bieber in drug test video."
Oh.
Justin Bieber.
We got it.
Boy, they've released some of the deposition he did. Oh, what a jerk. Cussing out the court reporter. I mean, just dropping F-bombs left and right.
What am I on, 60 Minutes here?
Hang on one second. What are you trying to tell me?
What?
Oh, I'm getting the word that the texts are pouring in and emails. People want me to do my line again of the Dustin Hoffman from Midnight Cowboy. Okay, I'll do it. Here we go. It's where he slams on the hood of the cab. Here it is. I'll do it for you. "Hey, I'm walking here. I'm walking here."
Wow. I thought I was watching the movie.
Was that Peter Falk?
No, it was Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, sorry.
Pardon me. Am I bothering you?
No, Peter.
Yes, you are. Odds and ends, two very unusual new partnerships. Steve Carell and Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Oh.
Planning to co-produce movies together. Also teaming up Ryan Seacrest. Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah.
Team it up. Celebrity sightings here in Palm Springs at the BNP Tennis Championship. Bill Gates, Will Ferrell, Paris Hilton, Robin Williams, Ben Stiller, Kevin Spacey. I don't want to be a name dropper, though.
No, you're not.
I don't want to do that.
Hey, speaking of Peter, did you hear what Dan was telling me earlier? I know you weren't able to listen to that Carson news about that sex video.
Oh, that was Peon.
Oh, Peon.
Talking about that.
Yeah, TMZ.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Hung like a horse, too.
Apparently.
Yeah. Boy, I know what that's like.
Yeah, and speaking of, like, the New York Times headline, the TMZ headline was, check out this monologue.
That's a good one.
Well, we had a better one, though. We came up with on our own. You know, the great recording where Ed McMahon goes, you are correct, sir. We have another one. He's in the room with Carson. You are erect, sir.
I like that.
We're clever here.
I like that. I would use that, but everybody would know what we're talking about.
Well, they go, you
dead.
Had to get that from St. Louis. Yeah. Uh-huh. Other stations if you did that.
T-shirt giveaway today goes to David Cradwell of Granville, Ohio. I don't know why I even brought that up, since who cares? He doesn't listen to us.
Yeah, who cares?
good segment.
Well, it's better than that hideous Peter Falk I heard.
No, it wasn't. It's the best Peter Falk you've ever heard.
I got one more question.
Sound like you're having a bowel movement.
I got one more question.
Sound like you're on the toilet.
And finally. Who has voted the best detective in television history? Is it David Duchovny, Tom Selleck, or Peter Falk?
Oh, I'll say Selleck.
I'll say Duchovny.
It's actually based on Best Detective. I never saw the Duchovny thing, but I'm going to go with Peter Falk.
It'd be easy for you to, excuse me.
Apparently it was Johnny Carson.
Because it's Peter Falk. You know who that sounds like, right? Yeah, there.
Johnny Carson. World's greatest detective. Detective Carson. See, now his feelings are hurt.
Oh, boy. Mike Evans, see you.
Yes, that's all right.
Oh, man.
Seriously, if he worked on the Carson thing, he might have it. It's not too bad. It's a horrible Peter Falk, though. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. Are you in a pain that might be coming from your feet? And when I say pain that might be coming from your feet, it could be neck pain or back pain or, you know, your leg, your knees, your hip, your headaches even. The Good Feet stores, with one stop, have eliminated all those different pains for many, many, many people. Now, I will never be that guy who says, I don't care what pain you have or where it's manifesting. Good Feet is the solution. I will tell you there's a very good chance that it'll be the solution, but there are, of course, certain. Look, if you got a kidney stone and you go in there, the Good Feet store is not going to help you. You have to get rid of the kidney stone. But they've helped a lot of people. And I hope you heard the email I read last week from the guy who was just blown away. His wife had been having all these kinds of pain. And he was the listener. And he said, listen, he had heard us talk about the Good Feet store. And he went in and he said she was absolutely just thrilled, ecstatic, once she got those inserts. They don't sell shoes. They sell arch supports, inserts. You have plantar fasciitis, this is a place you want to check out. Pain, burning in the ball of your foot, this is the place to check out. Whether you're on your feet a lot, you're not on your feet a lot. You exercise, you don't exercise. They see all kinds of people, all ages. It's worth 30, 40 minutes of your time. There are three Good Feet store locations in the St. Louis area. Olive, west of 270, right across from TGI Fridays. South County, Union Road across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. Hopefully this will be the answer for you. One-stop pain relief, the Good Feet stores.
Let's check the highways one more time. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got a stall or an accident blocking the left lane on northbound 170 near Page, and traffic now is backing up a little bit north of Ladue up through that area. If you're traveling on eastbound 40, you're still slow from about Busch Stadium to the Poplar Street Bridge, but eastbound 5564 is slow to the 70 split, and then eastbound 64 is just crawling now through 111 as they've got a lane down due to construction. On westbound 40, we're still looking heavy from the Science Center through McCausland. Some slow pockets we'll call it, from Highway 170 all the way out to the Boone Bridge. It seems to get heavier as you get around Long Road to the Boone. On eastbound 270, stacking up McDonald through New Florissant. On westbound 70, you're a little bit heavy around Jennings Station, Lucas and Hunt. Also 170 through Lindbergh, just a little slow pocket here and there. And on southbound 270, just a bit off the pace now between Highway 40 down through Manchester. And this traffic report is brought to you by Subway. Get to Subway for the Black Forest Ham, now the $3 6-inch select of March, or grab the featured $5 footlong, the Meatball Marinara. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
This is an important message from HYZ Advisory Group. If you own mutual funds, listen closely. You may be paying hidden fees that you are not aware of, and they could be costing you thousands and eroding your profits. Learn how to find the real fees associated with your mutual funds by calling 314-909-1116 to get a copy of the 8 Things You May Not Know About Mutual Funds. This complimentary guide will teach you how to find out your real profits. If you're not 100% sure what your mutual fund fees are, call 314-909-1116 right now for your complimentary guide. This guide will help you understand what you should be looking for and what you can do about it. You have a right to know what you're paying. Avoid unnecessary costs and call HYZ Advisory Group right now for the guide to 8 things you may not know about mutual funds at 314-909-1116. That's 314-909-1116. Don't wait. Call 314-909-1116 right now. Ken Heise is an investment advisor representative. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Lori Heise is a licensed insurance representative.
Got an email from the Broadcast Hall of Fame in Washington, D.C. They want a copy of this show. One of their reps was driving through town, said he's never heard anything like it. They want to think about putting it in the museum. Bye.
At 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. Call Bowen Dental Care at 314-921-3500. Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS, St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News.
A man with a notorious name is trying to change the perception in Kirkwood. His opportunity tonight to win the hearts and minds of city voters. Temperatures into the upper 70s for the first time in a long time. How people enjoyed the day before another cold spell moves in. A Carnegie Hall debut for a group of Normandy students. What they thought of their weekend performance.
First at 6, extra attention tonight for a candidate forum in Kirkwood that would otherwise go unnoticed. It's all because of one name on the ballot, Thornton. Fox 2 Shondrea Thomas is in Kirkwood, where Jason Thornton wants voters to look past the name and look at the man.
The nephew of Kirkwood City Hall shooter Charles Cookie Thornton, Jason Thornton, is running for a city council seat. He, along with four other candidates, will be behind these doors tonight speaking to the public. At 7, the League of Women Voters is moderating a public forum for all five of the candidates running for Kirkwood City Council.